Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Everything you see is a dream. If your members are bigger than your dreams, you're in trouble because you're not building a mental map on a road to divine destiny. I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. You'd be surprised how many Christian people don't know where they're going. They done passed up where they're supposed to be. They don't even know if God's hearing them at all. Building mental maps on the road to divine destiny. We're going to start reading with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says now faith is. Notice the word now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's now. Now faith is. Now faith is a now thing, yet it has the ability to create a future. But it says now faith is. So it's not a might be. You never know what God's going to do. Now faith is a substance. So there's something physical there. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence, everybody say evidence. Evidence, the evidence of things not seen. Notice faith is not in the realm of seen. Why did God put faith in the realm of unseen? Because if you can't see it, neither can the devil. Because the devil's not a faith devil, the devil's a flesh devil. The devil can never tempt you in the spirit. Have you ever been tempted to tithe? I mean, was you under heavy temptation to tithe? No, you know why? Tithing is a spiritual concept. You're only tempted in the flesh. Yet the Lord said, if you crucify your flesh daily instead of Sunday, you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you did that, you would really have a hard time sinning because a dead man can't do nothing. Can he? So notice that the devil is not a faith devil. And by the time he saw Jesus, he really couldn't figure him out neither because he's very old, the devil. Because, see, there was a prophecy given to him, a prophetic word at the fall. He said there was one coming, you would bruise his heel and he'd bust your head and be born of woman's seed. Many of you have heard this before, and the devil just totally misinterpreted that because he's not a faith devil, he's a flesh devil. He said woman's seed, well, anybody born of a woman, I can cause to fall, no problem. But the problem was God was talking about the Immaculate Conception because women don't have seed. Men have seed. See, I mean, ain't nobody can be born of woman's seed. Women don't have seed. But see, the devil was thinking sexual. Men have seed. So ladies, you need us for something. If you're going to have a baby, you got to have us. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Did you understand that? That's the way it is. Because Adam and Steve cannot create. They can lust, but they cannot create. But Adam and Eve can. So the devil figured, so by the time he done hit so many, killed so many prophets during this space of time that a Messiah is just looking for that Messiah. By the time he saw Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, we don't know. Turn the stone into bread. In other words, he asked Jesus to do something he could see. I want to lay this foundation first before I finish reading it. He asked him to do something he could see because he's not a faith devil. He's a flesh devil. He figured if he turned that stone into a loaf of bread, my God, that's the man. Now, Jesus said, no. Now, he could have turned that whole mountain into a loaf of bread with a log of butter running down the valley. That's not the issue. I personally believe the Lord, believe in cholesterol myself. I know it ain't scripture, but I sure like it. Say, you won't live as long yet, but you're going to die happier. Anyway, glory. I believe in fried chicken. I don't care what it plugs up. I like fried chicken. Man, see, you won't live as long. Were you happy? Yeah. Bury me with a bone in my mouth. I don't care. I make my mind up. Glory to God. So, he didn't quite know for sure. In fact, he did not know till Jesus had died and resurrected who he really was. Because then his own self and his cohort said, if we would have known. That's in the book of Corinthians. If we would have known, we'd have never crucified him. So you can see that he's not a faith devil. He's a flesh devil. That's why now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it, for by what? For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. So someone's keeping the books on you. There will be a report brought before God Almighty when you stand before him. Now go down to verse 8 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have received for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of the promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Notice what he was looking for. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So notice God sends him out walking in a desert, not knowing where he's going. He's just looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. God is dealing with faith, making him the father of faith. And he said, when you go, don't take any of your family. Because God understands family problems. You notice the Jews and the Arabs are half brothers, right? And I asked the Lord in prayer one time, why do they fight so much? He said, family problems. But Abraham disobeyed and took his nephew with him, Lot. What you think his mama was thinking of when he was being born? Real estate? Why would you call a boy Lot? It's food for thought. I don't know. But he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. I want to talk about building mental maps on the road to divine destiny. So he's trying to put something in his face. He said, listen, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And that blew him his socks off. He said, have you seen Sarah lately? Sarah, we can't have babies. We're getting old. He said, well, you'll get older now that you're speaking doubt. So the Lord didn't talk to him for 13 years. That's right. Finally, he's 100 years old, and Sarah's 90. It ain't going to happen no more. It's over. And the Lord reveals himself as El Shaddai. Now, you can't make this work. Viagra has not yet been invented. It ain't going to happen. Now, let me touch you. And when God touched that man, Lord Jesus, he said, Sarah, come here. And she said, get down with your bad self, Abe. And Isaac, laughter, was born. So if you're an elderly person and they're trying to put you in an old folks home, have another baby, just freak them out. Hallelujah. Say, grandma's pregnant again. Oh, Jesus. Look at some of these older men in here. Sound good to me, mama. Let's go. Building mental maps on a road to divine destiny. In other words, you got to see something before you can have something. Whatever you speak against, you'll never get. People speak against prosperity. That's why they're broke. They speak against healing. That's why they're sick. They speak against salvation. That's why they're not saved. You can't receive what you speak against. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? So when you're building a mental map, and he's doing this with the father of faith, Abraham. Now, I want you to write this down. If our memories are bigger than our dreams, we are in trouble. If your memories are bigger than your dreams, then you're in trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I thank God of the 1947, the 1958 healing revival with young Oral Roberts and Gordon Lindsay and Jack Coe and William Branham, all those great and mighty men of God. But bless God, I want something happening today. You see, if all your members are only bigger than your dreams, then you're in trouble. Everything you see today was once a dream. Do you know that? Look at all the lights in these buildings. See these lights? They were once dreams. Thomas Edison was tired of lighting his house with gas. It was giving him headaches called carbon monoxide, so he invented a light bulb. Now, you ought to know something. Henry Ford around here decided to quit riding horses and created an automobile called a Model T. You can get it any color you want, long as it was black. Am I correct? So everything you see was once a dream. This microphone was once a dream. Somebody said, I need to have something to elevate my voice so I don't rip it out. Everything you see is a dream. If your members are bigger than your dreams, you're in trouble because you're not building a mental map on a road to divine destiny. The poorest person in the world is not the one without a nickel, it's the one without a dream. I am constantly dreaming. I'm constantly believing. I mean, I'm like a kid, glory to God. I mean, why? Because what you dream will come to pass. But if you always remember what someone else dreamed or memories, you live back in the past, and the past never sees the future. So, I mean, I know this church is a big church, but my God, there's still more of Detroit and more of Southfield you need to touch for God. You see my point? Well, it's big enough. No, it's not. Well, we're having a hard time getting in the church. Should have got up earlier. You never had no problem trying to get in that dance hall, did you? You care how tight it was. Just dancing on that floor, just rubbing each other. Come on, bud. Hallelujah. Reaching over 4 or 5 people to get a drink. Why are you mad about getting tight at church? Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand that, if our memories are bigger than our dreams, then we're in trouble. I'm constantly looking forward, not looking behind. I didn't pass that. So the poorest person in the world is not the one without a nickel, it's the one without a dream. Now, you're going to, when you start believing what I'm preaching here, because what's happening is God told Abraham to do that. Look for a city which had foundations whose builder and maker is me. But you see, you always got somebody. Let me just say, you always got somebody telling you, you can't do that, brother. That's impossible. It is a person who has never done anything who is just sure nothing can be done. Write that down. There's always somebody saying, I know, well, you can't do that. Well, it's the person who's never done anything, who is just sure nothing can be done. You always got somebody saying, we can't, because you see, when you start moving forward, everybody sees how far behind they are. They don't like that. They like to stay with the crowd. See what I'm saying? So it's the person who's never done anything, who's just sure nothing can be done. Everything I've ever believed for, bless God, I couldn't do. I never forget years ago when I was when I first started out in the ministry, the Lord said, I'm going to give you a jet. I thought, you got to be, oh, glory. But what I failed to tell the Lord, I didn't have enough money to fill up a Toyota. How am I going to fly a jet? I'm talking a small Toyota with a 10-gallon tank. I couldn't fill it up. But the Lord said, look up. A jet flew over my head. And he said, I'm going to give you a jet. I'm going on my third one now. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? But I'd rather than get my third one. My point simply is this, you see. But when I never forget, I was driving to preach at a church, and I was so excited that the Lord said he's going to give me a jet. And I said, this pastor ain't going to believe this. And I was right. He didn't believe it. I told the pastor when I got there, guess what? He said, what? I said, the Lord said he's going to give me a jet. He said, stupid boy, stupid fool. You can't even fill up a Toyota. How you going to get a jet? It kind of hurt my feelings. I didn't let him know about talking to the old fool. But I just kept believing. See, it's the person who's never done anything who just sure nothing can be done. You can't do that. Why? You saying that because you couldn't. That doesn't mean that person you're talking to can't. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Abraham, you can't have baby. Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah, I can. You see what I'm saying? It's not somebody telling you you can't do something. The world, you notice they don't have statues of failures. Have you noticed? Ain't nobody making a bronze statue of a fool. Right? Am I telling the truth? See, it's people who says, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get something done. But Jesse, God expects us to believe the unbelievable. Yes, revelations have not been given to you to gratify your intellectual curiosity. Write that down. Revelation is not given to you to gratify intellectual curiosity. It's given to you for obedience. Revelation is given for one thing, not so you can preach deep. Some of y'all got so deep you drown. I'm not talking about deep here. I'm talking about obedience. Obeying what the word of the Lord says. You know, prosperity message is not a money message. A lot of people preach it as such. It's not. It's an obedience message. When you obey, God blesses you. When your children obey you, you bless them. Isn't that pretty simple, isn't it? Obedience to get things done. That's a good marriage, is when you obey. I mean, there's only two things you can, let me tell you something. You want to have a good marriage? You can fight it or you can obey. I have decided to obey. It's much easier. I don't mind. Kathy, I said, what do you want to do, Kathy? Fine with me. Do your thing, mama. I'll follow. I don't have a problem with that. So I'm the man, I'm the head of my house. I didn't say I was the boss. I said I was the head of my house. I let her have the boss stuff. That's all right. I don't worry about it. When I was young, I used to go, hey, forget that trash now. Whatever you want, mama, go ahead. It makes things a lot easier. I let her make the decision. She told me yesterday, what do you want to eat? Whatever. Where you want to go? Whatever. Do you want to go anywhere? Whatever. She said, I guess you won't make that decision. I said, whatever. And we ain't in a good place because she made the decision, because she ain't pleased, ain't nobody pleased. We were driving down the road. She said, my God, look, Jesse, look. And I said, what? She said, look at Krispy Kreme. I said, what? She said, the light's on. I said, what's that? She said, you stupid thing, you don't know what the light is? I said, no. She said, the Lord has blessed us. Drive in there. Oh, okay. I said, how many donuts you want? Two. I'm not a donut boy. I don't eat a lot of sweet stuff. I drove in there, boy, and she said, give me some milk, too. I said, okay. So I drove around, you know, what they call that little drive-in place. And then when I got to the window, I kind of forgot. I said, how many do you want? She said, a dozen. I said, my God, man, prosperity's multiplying right here. But I'm only eat two. I said, lie, you fry. Come out, you Krispy Kreme devil. You know you're going to eat more than two. I bought that last night. There ain't none at the house today. I'm saying that because she's not here. Revelation is given not to gratify intellectual curiosity. It's given for obedience. I'm talking about building a mental map on the road to divine destiny. See, when God tells you to do something, remember, whatever God tells you to do, you can't do. He don't want you to do it, just wants you to obey it. You see, sometimes we try to get ahead, try to do God's job, and that's why we get all these delays. See, a delay is not a denial. Just because something delayed don't mean it's denied. Just hang on. You might have asked for something that you're not old enough to receive yet, but hang on there. You'll get there. You're going to grow. All of us are going to grow. Young people don't believe they're going to grow old, but they're going to grow. I'm telling you, all these beautiful girls, let me tell you boys something. Take pictures. I'm telling you, boy. Because it's going south. You understand? It's going to fall down. So I don't believe that. Oh, yeah, you can say what you want, Jack. It's going down. But that's Beverly Hills, California. You can suck it up, pull it back up. Do what you need, hide it behind the back. I don't know. But one day you're going to say bye, honey, and the bottom of your arm going to be just a flop it. You kind of get softer as you get older. Look at the young people. Nah, yeah. Let me tell you, when my wife married me, I had a six-pack. I got a keg now. But I had a six-pack in them days. Lord Jesus. Take pictures. Because one day they're going to have them control tops on, buddy. It's going to take the power to hold it all in. You can tell when they got it on. You can hear them walking. Don't shout me down. I know you don't believe it, but it's gonna come to pass. They need to start making some for men, I guess. Now, the reason why I said that, I made you see that. You can see that. You're going. And I know some of y'all can't wait till this service is over so you can go home, take them off. You can't wait, you get home, go, ugh. Ah! And they're going to be red lines all over your belly and lines smashed together. Lord Jesus, help us. You know it's true. Now, if you don't want to know, they got to walk, just walk like this and nobody know. Hallelujah. See, I'm proving the sermon. You seeing this. That's what I'm saying. You're building a mental map on the road to divine destiny. So it's the person who's never done anything who's just sure nothing can be done. The poorest person in the world is not the one without a nickel, it's the one without a dream. So when God gives you these revelations to build what you've built here, let me tell you something about this building. A building is not finished when it's occupied. A building is finished when it's paid for. When you occupy your house, that's not when it's finished. It's when you pay for it. You sit back and say, nobody can ever take it away. That's when it's finished. Do you understand that? And the wealth of the sinner laid up for the judge. I don't know what's going on today, bless God, in Detroit or whatever. I flew in here. They got jets everywhere. Lord, geez, security. The guy said, take this card. I said, what for? So you can get back in here. Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, they had F-18 planes next to mine. I thought, what is going on? Riders, is that right? Riders Cup. I said, great, what's that? You know, I'm telling you, boy, there's security everywhere. So you got to understand, Revelation is not given you to gratify your intellectual curiosity. They're given to you for obedience. See, there must be a vision of something bigger than today. Write that down. There must be a vision of something bigger than today. You see what I'm saying? If all you're looking at is today, my, your vision is not much, and you're living in memories in the past. Let me say it again. If your memories are bigger than your dreams, you're in trouble, but there must be a vision of something bigger than today. Today is already here. So now you need to be looking to tomorrow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, but Jesse, why does it take so long to get things done? Well, long-term goals keep you from being frustrated by short-term delays or disappointments. Long-term goals keep you from being frustrated by short-term delays or disappointments. As I said earlier, a delay is not a denial. Just because the Lord, something hit a wall, that doesn't mean the Lord said you couldn't have it. A child can ask for a motorcycle at 3 years old. I mean, you can't ride it, but he can ask for it. But you know what? If you train him, he can be a motorcycle champion by the time he's 16 years old. Some of these kids go flying in the air. You've seen them with their motorcycles. But you can ask God for stuff you can't receive, and he's not saying no. He may delay it till you get old enough to receive it. You understand? You do the same thing with your own children, don't you? You don't want to withhold anything good from your children. But sometimes they can ask for something that they can't receive. Not that they won't receive, but they can't at that time. So you have to understand where you are in the spiritual growth of your life.
Thank you for allowing me to minister to you each week on the broadcast. I'm excited about the partner offer we have for you this month. It's one of my classic sermons I preached many years ago. One more night with the frogs, you're going to see me young. God doesn't want you struggling with the problems of the world. What are they? Anger, unforgiveness, depression, disease. Jesus wants you free. Why not be free? Order your copy at jdm.org. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no, there's not. In my book, Give God a Job, you will discover that our magnificent God is ready and able to fulfill every promise that he has for you. It's time to ask in faith and start living on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, if you keep God busy, he will keep you busy. Order your copy of my book, Give God a Job, today at jdm.org. I hope you're enjoying these older sermons that we decided to show you. And our January product offer is this wonderful book I wrote entitled, Give God a Job. It's based on chapter 18, verses 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, give him a job. When you believe and ask God to do the impossible, you give God a job. It's time to cast out any fear or doubt about what God can do for you. Do it today. To get your copy, just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. You'll be blessed. I got a great question from a girl named Christine. She said this, Brother Jesse, I want to ask you, how do you know your calling or divine assignment in life? And how can you know that this divine assignment is from God? Well, first thing first, God says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. If we follow the word of God, and it's not in the mind, it's in the word of God, you will know that you know that you know that you know. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you something. The devil ain't going to tell you to do something good by no means. So just listen to that inner voice that's in you and then pray that. And when you pray it, say, Lord, I'm going to step out because St. John 16:13 says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth. Not some truth, all truth. That's another wonderful scripture you can use, Christine. You will be blessed. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support to this ministry. We're now in the year 2025. Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. And I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. 49 years of preaching this gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. None whatsoever. Thank you for being a support to this ministry. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free since 1982. We have no concept of debt. Isn't that wonderful? It's such a blessing. So thank you for your faithful financial support again. Remember, you can watch the message on our JDM apps. All you got to do is go. There's so many wonderful things out there. It's time to turn your dreams into reality. Thank you for tuning in today. What a blessing of God it is to preach to you all these years. Hallelujah. I started out with brown hair. I started out skinny. And then fat, skin, fat, I've lost the same 25 pounds 100 times. That's all right. It doesn't make any difference. Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. And you will be blessed this year. mark my word. Jesse the Planner from New Orleans saying, I love you. We'll see you very soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
Jesse Duplantis Ministries is literally circling the globe using every available voice. What would that be? That would be television, radio, printed page, internet, DVDs, CDs, books, whatever it takes to preach the gospel. Can you see it? Hey, can you see it? I can just see it. I can see the gospel going all over the world to every person. Every year, the souls adding up, people getting healed, lives being changed and delivered. Is that impossible? No. God thinks we can do that. Everything you see here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries was impossible, and everything we are going to do is impossible. But yet the Lord said, if you believe it, I'll do it. We are believing the unbelievable and receiving the impossible to simply reach people and change lives.
That God has placed within each one of us a deep desire to live a better life. Whether it's a life free from pain, fear, or lack of any kind, God wants to bring that to pass for you. In my book, You Are Designed for Glorious Living, you'll discover how to achieve the better life God has for you. You know, long before you took your first breath, God had designs on you for glorious living. You Are Designed for Glorious Living, available at jdm.org.
So the reason why I do what I do and the decisions I make them in the faith of the Son of God because there's pureness in it. So there's nothing that defiles it. Why? Because I have it's a purity of motive. It's a purity. I love this, of the method and the purity of His object. In that pureness comes the pure in heart shall see God. So I get to see God. It's such a blessing. And I've been around some of the most terrible things in life, but they do not affect me.